All right, turn with me to the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 19 to 23.
我们看希伯来书第十章十九到二十三节。
Hebrews, chapter 10, 19 to 23.
希伯来书第十章十九到二十三节。
Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus Christ.
弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所。
By a new and living way.
是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路
，which he consecrated for us，
从这是新的路
，through the veil of his son，
从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。
Having an high priest over the house of God，
又有一位大祭司治理。
Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith，
并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去。
Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience，
身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心。
And our bodies washed with pure water.
和充足的信心来到神面前。
Let us hold fast the confession.
也要坚守我们所承认的指
望。The profession of our faith without wavering.
不致摇动，因为那应许我们的。
For he who promised us is faithful.
是信实的。
This is one of the most powerful dynamics that you can find as a Christian, as a child of the living God on this side of the earth.
这是我们身为基督的孩子们所拥有最有能力的其中一部分。
It's called the Holy of Holies.
就是至圣所。
The pattern that God gave to Moses was different from the pattern that God gave to Paul in Hebrews.
神所给摩西的和神所给在希伯来里面的保罗的是不一样的模式。
It's just like if you have a house.
就比如说你有一间屋子。
You have only two rooms.
你这房子呢有两个房间。
And you have one child.
你有一个孩子。
It's not a problem.
这不是问题。
But you have two rooms.
可是如果你有两个房间。
And you have seven children.
你有七个孩子。
And one wife.
还有一个妻子。
And a few other cats and kittens and dogs.
然后还有一些猫，一些狗。
It's too small.
是非常小的。
God is going to bring the nations to him.
神要把万国带到他的身边。
So that they can return back to God.
以便他们能够归还给神。
Whole nations.
全部的国家。
Solomon Island just had the election.
所罗门群岛刚刚有个选举。
South Africa will be soon.
南非的就快到了。
Philippines, Indonesia.
菲律宾、印尼。
So all these are hot spots where we are in.
这些都是我们在那里的热点。
God wants to turn these nations around.
神要把这国家扭转起来。
Because something powerful is about to happen in the church.
因为大而有力的事情要在教会里面发生。
That's why you got to remember that that's the place from which God works.
这就是你要记得神从哪里开始做工。
Demons are dangerous.
魔鬼是很危险的
，because they're trying to make sure that the church is divided from within.
因为他要确保教会是分裂的。
But a house divided by itself.
可是呢，家却是自己分裂。
Cannot stand.
不能够站立。
So God desires us to stand together.
所以神的心意是我们同心合一。
What is he trying to do to our church?
他要对我们教会做些什么事呢
？He wants to bring us to Zion.
他要把我们带到锡安。
Zion is this place where he has set up his kingdom.
那个地方就是他建立他的国度。
To rule from Zion.
就是从锡安那边开始来掌权。
Bible says, I will build my church.
圣经说，他说我会来建立我的教会。
So for the last 2,000 years, he's been a builder.
所以过去的两千年，他是一个建造者。
That is one of the functions of the Lord Jesus Christ since.He died for men.
所以这就是耶稣基督他为人类死过后他所做的其中一件事。
That every brick become a living brick.
所以以便每一个砖头都成为一个永活的砖。
And so we can see that the bricks put together will become a wall.
所以当我们看到砖放在一起就变成一道墙。
Wall put in the right places will become house.
墙放在对的岗位就成为一个家。
So he's been a builder.
所以他是一个建造者。
My granddaughter likes this thing, Bob the Builder.
我的孙女
is Jesus the Builder.
我的孙女喜欢一部戏，就是叫做 Bob 那个建造者。
But he wants you to enter into what he's building.
可是他要你进入他所建造的。
That's why he said no gates of hell will ever prevail against the church.
所以他说阴间的门不能够进入，不能够胜过教会。
So if you're building with him.
所以如果我们与神同工，
you don't have to fear.
我们就不需要惧怕。
Because God's shaking everything that can be shaken.
因为神要震动一切能够被震动的。
So that what cannot be shaken will remain.
以便那些不能够被震动的能够永远长存。
Where will it remain?
它能够长存在哪里呢？
Inside the church.
就在教会里头。
What is the thing that remains?
是什么能够长存呢？
Is we have received a kingdom that cannot be shaken anymore.
就是我们能够领受到一个不再被动摇的国度。
Okay, let me try to rephrase it for you.
我另外一个角度来跟你们解释。
Jesus is building the church.
耶稣在建造教会。
Can I say this before I start? If you don't understand, ask your cell group leader.
那么我再跟你们讲多一次，就是如果不明白，可以问你们的组长。
Yeah. Write down the question and ask your cell leader.
写下你的问题，然后问你的组长。
If they don't understand, they will ask us.
如果他不明白的话，他们就会问我们。
If all of us don't understand, we ask him.
如果我们都不明白，我们就会问上帝。
From above, because Jesus is the answer.
耶稣就是答案。
Is it okay?
好吗？
Or let me start this clearly for you.
我再来清楚地跟你们解释。
Jesus is building the church.
耶稣建造的是教会。
He gave the church the keys of the kingdom.
他给了教会国度的钥匙。
And their lives were changed. They were no more Simon, they were Peter.
他们的生命就改变了，不再是西门，他们已经变成彼得了。
Gave them authority to bind and loose.
给他们有权柄，能够捆绑，能够释放。
Please remember, this is the church.
要记得，这是教会。
God gave the keys of the kingdom to the church.
神把国度的钥匙交给了教会。
It's just like I give you my house key.
就比如说，我给你我的屋子的钥匙。
What for?
为什么呢？
If I give you my house key,
如果我给你我屋子的钥匙。
What for?
为了什么？
Unless we want to enter into a time of fellowship.
除非我们要进入一个团契的时间。
Or you go in and check the letters, the letterbox before I come back from my overseas trip.
或者是我正在外国，然后你去帮我检查有没有信件。
So Jesus said.
所以耶稣说。
I'll give you the keys of the kingdom.
我要给你国度的钥匙。
What we fail to understand is that the kingdom did not come then.
我们不明白的就是国度不是过后才来到。
It's this key that makes the connection with the kingdom.
而是这个钥匙使到我们跟国度有联系。
Even though we're spiritually born again.
虽然我们在灵里面我们重生了。
He said, God offers to us the kingdom.
神给了我们的国度。
But it's two different identity.
所以可是这是两种不同的身份。
Two different entity.
不同的个体。
One is physical.
一个是有具体的。
The other is spiritual.
另外一个是属灵的。
When you meet the church and the kingdom together, you get Zion in manifestation.
那如果我们把教会和国度放在一起的时候，我们就看到西安的彰显。
When you lay your hands on people,
那你把你的手按守在人的身上，
they get healed.
他们得医治。
Where did the power come from?
这力量从哪里来呢？
From two sources or one source?
有两个来源还是一个来源？
Hello?Two source or one source?
两个来源还是一个来源呢？
Not soya sauce, I'm talking about sauce.
不是酱青，不是酱油，我讲的是来源，从哪里来？
What say you?
你怎么说呢？
From one source or two source?
一个来源，一个资源还是两个来源呢？
When God speaks directly,
当神直接说话。
It's one source.
就是一个来源。
He speaks directly through man.
他借着人来跟你说。
It's still the same source.
还是同样一个来源。
God can send His power through us, or He can heal directly.
神能够把他的力量借着我们，以便人们能够得医治。
But without man, also He will not do it.
可是如果没有人，也不能做。
Because He don't want people to be selfishly linking up alone with Him.
因为他不要人们自私的跟他单单的有联系。
And live a world of your own.
然后自己活自己的生命。
So the Bible says we have come to Mount Zion.
所以圣经告诉我们来到了锡安山。
The city of the living God.
永活神的城市。
The heavenly Jerusalem.
这个属于天的。
To myriads of angels.
众天使。
To the general assembly and the church of the firstborn.
以便这个是出生的教会。
Who are enrolled in heaven,
在天堂，
and to God,
跟神，
the judge of all,
一切的，
and to the spirits of righteous men made perfect,
以便这些人都能成义，
and Jesus the mediator of a new covenant,
耶稣是这个新的约的，
and to the sprinkled blood which speaks better than the blood of Abel,
他把他的血洒出来。
You see, if that is not enough,
如果这
不
够的话，
it tells you that Zion,
这是告诉我们西安。
What place are we talking about?
我们说的是哪里呢？
I said, what place are we talking about?
我们所说的是哪里呢？
Zion.
是在西安。
You know, when we were young, we used to play this funny joke.
在我们年轻的时候，我们说这个笑话。
When somebody asks us, where is your house?
有人问你，你的家在哪里？
We say, you know the big house around the corner?
那我说我们是在那个
three-story house?
三层楼的房子那里。
Yes. Oh, is that your house? No, the one behind it.
那我说不是，是那后面那一间。
All right, it's supposed to be a joke. You don't know.
这是一个笑话。
Zion is a very powerful place.
西安是一个很有能力的地方。
We're not permitted to enter.
我们不能够进去。
Unless we properly align in the church.
除非我们在教会调整好，否则我们不被允许进入。
If you're not accurately aligned,
如果没有准确的被调整，
you cannot enter in.
不能够进入。
Because.
因为。
God will shake everything that can be shaken.
神会震动一切能够被震动的。
So that you can receive what cannot be shaken.
以便我们能够领受到不被动摇的一切。
Who is going to receive that?
谁会领受到呢？
The church.
就是教会。
When the church receives Zion,
当教会领受到了西安，
the kingdom becomes more and more manifested.
国度就越来越被彰显。
When you're born again,
当我们的重生的时候，
you're offered the kingdom, you can see the kingdom.
你给了这国度，你可以看到国度。
Then you enter the kingdom.
你进入这国度。
You're cleansed in the kingdom.
你在国度里面被洁净。
You're qualified in the kingdom.
在那里得到资格。
Then you advance the kingdom.
然后你就扩展国度。
But all of that is spiritual.
这一切都是属灵的。
Is that right?
对吗？
We're not wearing a crown, we don't have robes, we don't have wings.
我们没有挂着一个冠冕，没有穿着一个衣袍。
The church becomes the place where for Zion to manifest and merge. At some point, it will merge.
教会呢，就是让锡安来彰显的地方，在一个地方，我们就要来合并。
That's why we need people who are called carriers, receivers.
这就是为什么我们需要一些能够承载着的人。
If I by the finger of God cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you.
如果我能够借着神来把魔鬼赶出去，那么国度就在这里。
So I stand in the church.
所以我站在教会中。
And by the finger of God,
借着神的指。
Deal with the demonic world,
来对峙着这些魔鬼的世界。
Open up the pathway in the heavens,
使到天堂跟我们有通道。
So there's an open heaven above you,
以便在你的头上有打开的天堂。
Then supernatural things are coming down.
那么超自然的事情就会来到。
That's only in ministering.
这就是服事。
What about praying?
那么祷告又怎么样？
Thy kingdom come.
你的国度降临。
Thy will be done on earth.
你的旨意在世上成就。
As it is in heaven.
就有如在天上一样。
So God raises up people.
所以神呢，兴起他的子民。
Who are strong enough to lead the church into the place called Zion.
能够刚强的来领导他的教会，直到一个地方叫锡安。
While God is shaking the whole world.
以便在神在震动整个世界的时候。
He's shaking finance.
他震动着财务。
He's shaking every aspect of human life.
还有震动人的每一个生命的部分。
So that whatever cannot be shaken,
以便不能够被动摇的，
will be given to the church that merges and becomes Zion.
就能够给到教会，然后合并起来叫做锡安。
Do you understand this?
明白这一点吗？
Can you understand this far?
到这里能够明白吗？
2000 years have passed.
2000年过去了。
And we are coming back to the prophetic dimension again.
我们再一次的回到这个先知性的层面，还有使徒行的前
层面。The church is alive again.
再一次的教会被调整。
God said, "I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh."
神说我要浇灌我的灵在每个人身上。
So we got to build the church right.
所以我们要正确的来建立教会。
That's why Acts chapter 1 was important.
所以使徒行传第一章很重要。
They spent 40 days and 40 nights.
他们度过了40天40夜。
With the resurrected Christ.
就是以这耶稣基督复活了的耶稣基督。
For 14 days and 40 nights.
40天昼夜。
And then after Jesus was taken up.
过后当耶稣升天。
Spent another 10 days among themselves.
他们之间又再来花十天。
They had group discussion.
他们有一个群体的讨论会。
Just like our group discussion.
就像我们的群组讨论会。
Because they asked Jesus, Jesus did not answer.
因为当他们问耶稣的时候，耶稣没有回答。
He said, "Will you restore the kingdom of Israel now?"
他们就问耶稣，你会再重建以色列的国度吗？
He said, "It's not mine to make; it's the Father to decide."
他说不是我来做，而是我的父亲来决定。
Not that Jesus did not know.
不是说耶稣不知道。
But the information is given when you know, when you should know.
可是资讯呢，是在你应该知道的时候就会知道。
But tarry in Jerusalem.
可是在耶路撒冷要等。
Until the Holy Ghost comes upon you.
等待，一直到圣灵降临。
Where two or three are gathered, He is there.
当两个或三个人聚合在一起，他就在当中。
Can I tell you why He is there?
我可以告诉你为什么他就在当中吗？
Two is a couple, three is a Was that a group or what is that? A crowd?
两个是一对, 三个呢, 就是一个整群。
Sorry, that's not the reason.
对不起, 那不是原因。
Because when you have two or three,
因为当我们有两个或三个人,
and you make them strong,
你使得他们刚强,
make them impregnable,
使得他们,
then we can gather others.
当他们能够得着的时候, 我们就可以吸引,
and others will also stay.
吸引更多的人,
the 120 were very strong in the spirit.
这120个人呢, 他们非常刚强在灵里,
they were one mind.
他们是同心合意,
they were one accord.
同心合意,
one voice.
同声同气,
and they were strong together.
他们都非常有能力,
one will put 1,000 to flight.
一个能够打败1,000个,
two will take 10,000 on.
两个人就能够打败10,000个.
So God is showing you,
所以神要给我们看到,
by being in church,
就是在教会里,
you're learning what needs to be done in the future.
我们在学习将来要做的事。
The problem with us is that we are so church.
我们的问题是我们是非常的教会。
We don't know anything else.
我们就不懂其他的事情。
That's why the church is to become a training center.
所以教会其实应该成为训练中心。
Every aspect of life,
生命的每一个部分,
must be taught within the house.
必须在家里面被教导。
Even learning how to cook, we got to teach young wives how to cook.
我们还要教导那些年轻的妻子怎么煮。
But that's not spiritual.
这不是属灵的。
It is.
是。
If you're married, you'll know it's important.
如果你是结婚的, 你就知道很重要。
If the first plate of rice that you cook for your husband is a chow ta peng,
如果你煮给你的先生吃的第一碗饭是烧焦的饭,
you won't have chance for survival.
可能要存活的力就很低了。
You'll be eating outside from then on.
你就会从此就吃外面的食物了。
But I want to challenge you.
可是我要挑战你。
When we said restructure the church and build it well.
当我们重新整顿教会建立它好来的时候,
with all the infrastructure in there.
在里头的设备,
Holy Spirit will come.
圣灵就会来到。
I said the Holy Spirit will come.
圣灵就会降临。
Why?
为什么?
Because there are people he can use.
因为他能够使用的人有在那里,
from here for kingdom extension.
就是为了能够扩展国度。
But you learn here.
你在这里学习,
you learn how to work with God over here.
在这里学习如何跟神同工,
how to work with people.
如何跟人们一起同工,
how to work with atmosphere.
如何在这个氛围里面来工作。
Because we want to be successful as kingdom representatives.
因为我们要成功的成为代表国度的人。
I hope you can see kingdom is bigger than the church.
你要看得到国度是比教会更大。
Are you listening? And we're touching a small portion of the real kingdom.
我们触摸的是真正的国度的一个小部分。
But when the kingdom dimension increase,
可是当国度的这层面增加,
you speak, people get healed.
你一说话, 人们就得医治。
Every Sunday, that's what I do to you too.
每个星期天, 这就是我对你做的事。
Speak life.
说生命,
speak strength,
说出力量,
so the word will begin to materialize and become material for a new type of people rising up.
以便说出的话能够成为塑造人们, 成为一个新造的人,
come into church weak but leave the church strong.
来很软弱的进入教会, 可是离开教会的时候却是刚强的,
come into the church confused,
很混乱的来到教会,
live with clarity of mind.
可是离开的时候却是有清晰的思维。
Why?
为什么?
Because that's our job.
因为这是我们的工作。
If we don't do it, we will never see the power dimension.
可是如果我们不做, 我们就看不到这个属灵的层面。
God cannot come down and change the man.
神就不能够降临来改变人。
Break his sinful habits.
把这些有罪的习惯,
and become a choice instrument in the hand of God.
把他们成为神手中的有被选择的器皿。
Acts chapter 13 tells us this.
使徒行传第13章,
set apart for me Barnabas and Saul.
把巴拿巴和扫罗放一边给我,
for the work that I have called them to do outside.
以便他们可以做, 我要他们在外面做的工作。
Does that mean they completely pull themselves out and run their own show?
难道他们是抽离自己, 然后在那边做自己的独角戏吗?
That's what everybody is doing nowadays.
这就是这个目前很多人做的事。
No time for church.
对教会是没时间。
You have to set time.
你要安排好时间。
Because God wants to do something collectively together.
因为神要一起的来做某些事。
So the sooner we get pulled together,
因为当我们在一起的时候,
structure together,
一起的来有结构,
then we can take on higher assignments.
我们能够拿起更高的任务。
One of the first things that God, the Lord God the Father said to the people was, wait until the Holy Spirit comes down.
其中一件事，首先天父对子民说的是说，要等待圣灵来到。
Don't leave Jerusalem.
他说你不要离开耶路撒冷。
Until you're filled with the power of the Holy Ghost.
等待一直到你是受圣灵充满。
What does it mean? The church must do some priority work.
就是说教会要做优先的事情。
Return to the place of your assignment.
回去你任务的。那个原点
that's where God is going to start.
那个地方就是神要开始的地方
that's where the church is going to start.
那是教会要开始的地方
He sent the two disciples and brought them back.
他差遣两个门徒然后把他们带回来
The same night they came back to Jerusalem.
同样个晚上他们回头到这个耶路撒冷
they were so discouraged.
他们是非常沮丧
Church people are always discouraged.
教会的人时常都很沮丧
We should be excited.
我们应该要兴奋的。
Because something new is going to happen.
因为有新的事情要来了。
So we got to go back to the place of our assignment.
我们要回到我们任务的原点。
And tune our frequencies until we become one mind, one voice.
把我们的频道调整好，一直到我们与神是同心合意的。
So that we become connected together.
以便我们彼此都有联系。
Then the church becomes strong.
然后教会就刚强。
So go back to the upper room.
所以要回到那个楼房。
Go back to the place we had a holy communion.
回到那个我们用圣餐的地方。
Go back to the place I gave you a new commandment.
回到那个我给你一个新的诫命的地方。
The God of Bethel continued to get Jacob back to Bethel.
Bethel 的神就一直在使到雅各回到他的那地方。
He said, I'm the God that met you at Bethel.
他说我就是在百德那里遇见你的。
So our starting, the apostle's starting point was the upper room.
所以这些使徒他们的原点就是在房楼房。
Your starting point is ANS.
你的原点呢是在万国圣殿。
People ask me so many times, why did the students come back again and again? This is where they met God.
很多人问我为什么那些学生一年又一年的回头来到这个地方，因为那是他们遇见神的地方。
And every year when they come back, they tune themselves to the frequency, they meet God another level, they go back.
那么每一次他们来到这里，他们就与神有相见，然后调整自己的频率，然后又再回去。
Okay, you tell me if it's true.
你告诉我们这是真的吗
？I didn't say. Are you saying it?
你说你自己说。
Are you dare to say that?
你敢说吗？
That's why they're back every year.
这就是为什么他们每年回头。
Sometimes twice a year.
有时候一年来两次。
Because this is a place they can connect freely.
因为这个地方使得他们能够自由的跟神有联系。
Even from the hotel room, they can touch God.
甚至是在他们的旅店里面都能够触摸到神。
Because they've already, the Holy Spirit has already given them a pathway of life.
因为圣灵已经给了他们这个生命的道路。
And if they don't come, they feel mad and sad.
他们如果没有来到这里，他们觉得很生气，很伤心。
Then they ask me to put it on.Live stream,
那他们就叫我要放现场直播
or the minimum they will order the tapes.
或至少他们就来订购那些
is that right?
光碟
Talk to me, is that right?
对吗
You have a greater privilege.
你有更好的荣幸
Every Sunday you have the original voice.
每个星期天你有一个原版的声音
I may not be well.
我可能不是很好
But I'm not stupid.
可是我并不是愚蠢的。
I may not be well,
我可能不是很好。
But I still am sharp.
可是我还是很敏锐的。
You will know when we meet in GLS.
知道当我们在 GLS 的时候研讨会你就知道。
How the Holy Spirit is going to take us to the next level.
你会看到圣灵怎样把我们带到更高一层。
So I'm giving you a notice.
所以我给你一个通知。
Get your life ready.
准备好你的生命。
Because when the church
因为当教会
moves into Zion,
进入了锡安。
She will have power to deal with kingdom things.
她就有能力能够来对抗国度的事情。
Have you read the scripture?
你有读过这经节吗？
Say, therefore, since we have received a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us show gratitude.
就是说，当我们领受了不被动摇的国度的时候，让我们感恩。
You won't be a boastful peacock that runs everywhere and tell in proud and say you are the one who did it.
你不会骄傲自大的说你是那个使他成功的人。
We show gratitude because we realize, hey, what we cannot do, God has done it for us.
我们心存感恩，就是我们知道我们所做不到的，神做到了。
Can you heal the sick?
你能够医治那些病人吗?
Even if you stand on your head, you won't still heal the sick.
你即使是站在他头上，也不能够医治病人。
Because there's only one healer.
因为只有一个是医治者。
He is a healer.
他就是那医治者。
He is a provider.
他就是那供应者。
He is the strength. He is everything.
他就是力量，他是一切。
So the dimensions we're going to receive is things that cannot be shaken.
所以我们要领受的层面就是那些不被动摇的。
And part of the kingdom.
就是国度的一部分。
Can you imagine you are literally coming into the dimensions of the kingdom?
你能够想象吗? 你已经真实地进入了国度。
Where will God take us from here?
神要把我们从这里带到哪里呢?
Do you want to know?
你要知道吗?
Come for GLS.
你要GLS来。
Because the church is very powerful.
因为教会充满能力。
It is the only one that can cause things to open up in the heavenly places.
它能够使到在天堂的打开。
They did not give the key.
它没有给我们这些钥匙。
To association.
去到一个公会。
Give it to the church.
它是给教会。
And people like to say.
人们喜欢说。
Oh, this Christian, that Christian, this church, that lousy church.
这个基督徒，那个基督徒，这个不好的教会，那个教会。
When people think about church, they always think it is a very low level.
当人们想到教会，就想到很低级的。
But the church is the most glorious thing that will leave planet Earth.
可是教会呢，其实是在这世上最有荣耀的地方。
When the church is taken up, those who left behind said, "Oh, I missed my chance."
那么当教会被提升的时候，那么那些在后头的就说：“哦，我失去了机会。”
Prejudice keep people away.
我们的偏见使到人们不能够进入。
And lying spirit keep people away.
说谎的灵使到人不能够加入。
They spend a lot of money trying to tell everybody in Jerusalem that the disciples came and stole the body of Jesus.
他们花了很多钱在耶路撒冷说了谎话，说那些门徒来偷走耶稣的尸体。
I'm coming to the Holy of Holies in a while.
再一下子我会跟你们谈到关于至圣所。
You can be very sure that when the church begins to merge.
当教会开始合并的时候,
with the spiritual dimensions,
就是在属灵层面,
the heavenly Jerusalem meets our worship team.
在天堂的耶路撒冷就跟我们的敬拜团队有见面。
Do you know what you're going to have?
你知道会有什么吗?
A heavenly Jerusalem coming down.
属天堂的耶路撒冷降临。
Myriads and myriads of angels.
众天使。
Come into our midst.
来到我们当中,
demons will freeze and leave.
魔鬼会害怕然后离开。
Are you listening?
听到吗?
This is what's going to happen.
这就是要发生的事。
Jesus is building the church.
耶稣建造教会。
Are you coming?
跟着吗?
I said Jesus is building the church.
耶稣建造教会。
The Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
Is connecting the church and heaven together.
就把教会和天堂联系起来。
So that the throne room is connected to the upper room.
以便宝座跟楼房有联系。
The upper room will be connected to the classroom that's going outside and doing the stuff.
楼房呢就跟课室有联系, 就是说出去外面做一切的工作。
So I want you to get ready.
所以我要你准备好。
Jesus is a builder.
耶稣是那建造者。
Of the church.
教会的建造者,
the Holy Spirit, the power that joins heaven and earth together.
圣灵呢, 就是使到天堂和地有联系的。
I want to be very careful in using this word.
我要很小心地使用这些话。
Sometimes we talk about trapping.
有时候我们说,
trapping birds.
对鸟来捕捉的陷阱。
If we talk about trapping the birds, we have to use a bait.
如果我们要来捕捉鸟, 我们要用,
bait.
食物, 那个来抓鸟的食物。
Yeah. If it's a rat, you just use camera.
如果是老鼠的话, 我们用咸鱼。
Are you listening?
对吗?
We can build in such a way that the Holy Spirit can come down and fill the place.
我们可以建造, 就是说, 让圣灵能够来降临, 充满的地方。
That's why every Sunday we attempt.
所以每个星期天, 我们都尝试。
Attempt what?
尝试什么呢?
To connect to heaven.
跟天堂有联系。
And to bring more of heaven down.
把更多的天堂带下来。
And we cannot do it alone.
我们不能够一个人做。
If you do it alone, there are certain things that can come to you alone, but major things of heaven has to come when the group is ready.
我们如果是一个人只能够把一些东西从天堂带下来，可是如果一群人做，就会有重大的事来。
That's why the Father said, "Stay in Jerusalem."
所以天父说你要留在耶路撒冷。
Jesus reminded them, "Stay in Jerusalem."
耶稣也提醒他们说你要留在那里。
I'll baptize the Holy Spirit and with fire.
我会用火和圣灵来使到你们受洗。
Do you remember that?
你记得这一点吗？
Hey, talk to me, talk to me. Do you remember that?
你记得吗？
See, but we sometimes lose sight of it.
有时候我们疏忽了。
And we run without him.
我们没有耶稣，然后我们自己跑。
If you're running into big trouble,
我们就会跑进我们的问题。
Because when the church is accurate,
因为如果教会是准确的，
the dimensions of heaven flows in very easily, very freely, unlike what you think is impossible.
天堂的层面就会很容易的来到这里，就不。
Then you learn one word called working smart, not working hard.
那你就会学到怎样有智慧的来工作，而不是很努很刻苦的工作。你能够按手人得医治。
That means a spiritual medical clinic is already there.
所以就是说，属灵的这个医药的诊所已经在那里。
If I took in human language, a spiritual clinic is already there.
属灵的诊所已经在那里了。
If you break out a little bit and your faith moves out, you touch miracles.
只要你打开你的心，你的信心升起的时候，你就可以触摸到了那个神迹奇事。
Then how far is miracles?
神迹奇事有多远呢？
It's not far.
不远。
How near is miracle?
多近呢？这些神迹奇事。
When will the miracle happen?
这些神迹奇事什么时候会发生？
When you break out and touch something.
就是当我们突破，我们触摸到一些事情。
And all breakthroughs that are just for yourself.
所以这些突破是给自己的。
Never mind, you can take as much as you want, but make sure you get ready for the next round.
你可以领受你要多少就多少，可是你要
let your faith heal somebody.
让你的信心来医治别人。
Let your lifestyle bring another person into the church.
让你的生命能够让另外一个人来到教会。
So the church is a powerful force.
所以教会是一个有能力的力量。
Let's look at Mount Zion, verse 22.
第二十二节。
They have come to a city of the living God.
锡安。我们进入了神的。
The church is the first phase.
教会是第一期。
The second phase is Zion.
第二期就是锡安山。
The third phase is the kingdom.
第三就是的国度。
You're going to see powerful things happen.
我们要看到很有能力的事情来到。
Surrender yourself.
所以我们要委身自己。
What God is doing in the house.
委身于神在这家中做的工作。
You may not understand.
可能你不明白。
But he understands.
可是他明白。
That's why we pray for the spirit of understanding to come.
这就是为什么我们祷告让明白的灵来到。
So that wisdom will be in our hearts.
以便智慧能够来到我们的心。
Wisdom is the easiest to find.
智慧是最容易找得到的。
If you set up revelation and understanding.
如果我们有了启示，也有了明白的灵。
Then while you're thinking.
那么当我们思想的时候。
God shows you a word.
神给你看一个字。
Shows you a way.
给你一个方法。
Give you words in your mouth.
把话放在你的口中。
So that you speak to the right people in the right place with the right words.
以便你在对的地方对对的人说对的话。
If the authority is in the land office, you don't worry about the MPM.
如果你的那个权力是在土地局，你不要去到市议会。
If you go to the right person and speak the word of God,
如果你对一个正确的人说神的话，
the supernatural begins to manifest.
超自然的事情就会彰显了。
Have you been in a prayer meeting?
你去过一个祷告会吗？
Your prayer meeting.
你的祷告会。
In your own house.
在你的家中。
You pray.
你祷告。
Pray.
祷告。
You want to stop praying.
你要停止祷告。
Because nothing is happening.
因为没有事情发生。
You pray.
你祷告。
You feel a surge of the Holy Ghost come in.
感觉到圣灵来到了。
You're already in the next level.
你已经在另外一个层面。
You turn off the phone immediately.
你马上的打开你的手机。
Why?
为什么？
Because heaven is coming closer.
因为天堂越来越靠近你了。
That's how Zion is going to manifest.
这就是锡安怎样来到。
You and I are meeting God every week.
我们每个星期就跟神见面。
It's a general assembly.
这是一个。
But the problem is, it's not just a general assembly. It's the church of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven.
这不是普通的会议，而是这个教会是我们出天堂的出生。
Do you believe this?
我们相信吗？
Can I ask you one question?
问你一个问题，可以吗？
Okay, since you said no.
哦，如果你说不。
I said, can I ask you a question?
我说我可以问你们个问题吗？
Do you really want to see this happen?
你真的要看到这一切发生吗？
I said, do you really want to see this happen?
你真的要看到这一切发生吗？
You can be an ordinary Christian.
你可以是一个普通的 基督徒
or you can be extraordinary,
或者是一个非凡的基督徒
the choice is ours.
这个是我们的选择
If you want to see the supernatural come in, then you must sow the right things.
如果你要看超自然的事情来到那你就要播对的种子
Say after me, the right things
对的事情
will bring the right result.
要会把对的成绩带来
We want people to be healed.
我们要人得医治
The sick people must be here.
那有病的人就要在这里
I remember asking our church before.
我记得我曾经问过教会。
Who want to see the deaf get healed?
有谁要看到耳聋的得医治呢
？A lot of people put up their hand.
很多人就举起手。
I say if there's no deaf person, there will be no deaf healed.
可是如果没有耳聋的人，就不会有聋子被医治。
You put the 5 loaves and 2 fishes.
你把五个面包和两个鱼。
God will feed the 5,000.
神会来喂养5,000人。
Your job is not to worry about His work.
我们的工作不是要来担忧他的工作
you are supposed to do your best.
我们要做我们最好的
That's why this morning,
所以今天早上
when we take the body of the Lord Jesus Christ and the blood,
当我们领受圣餐的时候
a powerful thing happens.
人有能力的东西发生了
Read verse 22 to 24,
我们读22到24节
starting with 24 backwards.
24节向
The blood of Jesus,
耶稣的宝血
being the first,
就是第一
because that's the entrance point.
因为那是进入点
You cannot come to Mount Zion.
你们不能够来到锡安山
just like that.
就这样子的进来
You can only can come to Mount Zion through the blood.
只能够借着神耶稣的宝血能够进入
and through Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant.
还有借着耶稣
and finally you arrive at Mount Zion.
最后才能够到达锡安山
Are you listening?Which is the entrance point is the blood.
所以那个进入点就是宝血。
That's why you got to be strong in your understanding of these verses of scripture.
所以我们要明白这些经节。
So are you ready?
所以我们准备好了吗？
Write this down. Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章。
Verse 19 to 23.
十九到二十三节。
Are you there?Number one,
第一点
boldness,
勇气
Therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus,
弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所
I thank God for those of you who know my condition.
我感谢神那些了解我的状况的人
that you know if I push my voice a little bit more
因为如果当我比较有强的说出我的声音的话
I have some difficulties
我就有一点困难
but please take whatever I say seriously
可是要对于我说出的话你们要认真的对待
because if I'm not here there's nobody to explain to you
因为如果不在这里没有人可以跟你解释哈
verse 19 boldness
就是有勇气坦然的
or confidence
就是有信心的
confidence to enter
有信心的坦然进入
why we have confidence to enter
为什么我们会有信心进入呢
by the blood of Christ
就是借着耶稣的血
where can we enter
我们在哪里可以进入呢
the holy place
就是在至圣所
that's why I said to you
所以我对你说
God gave us the entrance point
神已经给了我们进入的点
the river connects the throne
就是 那河流 把那个宝座有联系的
When you talk about the river of the Holy Spirit,
当我们说圣灵的河流
flows from the throne,
从宝座流下
into the house,
进入神的殿
and then to the streets,
然后进入街道
When you talk about the Holy Spirit, talk about authority, talk about power,
当我们讲到圣灵的时候就是讲到权柄还有能力
chain of command,
还有那个命令的锁链
supernatural,
这是超自然的
So the river, wherever the river goes, the city will come alive.
所以河流去到的哪一个角落呢？那一个地方就会有生命。
I said wherever the river goes, the trees will begin to fruit.
河流流到哪里，那里的树木就会有结果子。
Wherever the river goes, marshy ground become fresh.
河流去到哪里的地方，那个土地就会变成茂盛。
Even the fruit trees begin to bear fruits every month.
树就每个月有结果子。
Every month is like 1 year.
不是一年，是一个每个月。
So what will happen in a month?
那么在那个月。
What will happen in a year happens in a month.
之前是每年发生一次，现在是每个月发生一次。
If you earn 3,000 a month,
现在你如果是赚3,000块一个月
for 12 months is 36,000.
12个月就是36,000.
Is that right?
对吗?
If every month becomes like, sorry, every month becomes like a whole year, you get 36,000 a year a month.
如果你一个月像一年这样的话，那么你一个月就是赚36,000.
That is what compounding anointing can do.
这就是我们恩膏能够
Say after me, I have boldness.
我有坦然的,
to enter the holy place.
信心勇气能够进入至圣所,
by the blood of Jesus.
借着耶稣的血.
Why are we confident? Because we know what Jesus has done.
为什么我们有信心呢? 因为我们知道耶稣做了什么.
If you don't know what he has done, you have no confidence in anything.
如果你不知道他曾经做了什么, 你就不会有这种信心.
But he did it.
可是他做到了。
I said Jesus did it.
我说耶稣做到了。
He showed us how to overcome temptation.
他给我们看怎样克服考验。
Deal with sin.
或者诱惑和罪。
Deal with the powers of the enemy.
对治魔鬼的能力。
Deal with religious leaders.
或者那些属灵的那些领袖。
Deal with satanic spirits in people.
还有那些人的那属撒旦的灵。
That's why God gave us the gospel and the book of Acts.
所以神给我们福音还有使徒行传。
To let us know how we can join the supernatural dimension.
让我们知道怎样跟超自然的层面有联系。
There's one thing called prayer.
有一种东西叫做祷告。
You pray and you pray and you pray.
祷告，一直祷告。
But when you start into prevailing prayer.
而是当你造一个得胜的祷告的时候。
You're executing kingdom authority on the works of darkness.
你所执行出来的就是来打败黑暗权势。
When I asked you to increase your capacity,
当我叫你增加你的容量,
what I was saying was this,
我说的是,
you must bring in these things into your life.
你要把这些事情放进你的生命里,
pray until you have a breakthrough.
祷告一直到你有突破为止,
pray until the Holy Spirit come down into your room.
祷告一直到圣灵进入你的房间,
don't just pray, cross the line.
不要只是祷告, 要跨越过去,
I'm bold to enter.
我能够坦然的, 有信心的进入,
and if you're bold to enter, you're a boldness to enter, then you find yourself experiencing greater things.
当你有信心坦然地进入的时候, 你就会经历很特别的事。
Can you say amen to that?
你可以讲amen吗?
Every one of us can experience another level.
我们每个人都能够经历另外一层的,
Can somebody say amen to that?
另外一个阶层的事。
Boldness.
坦然的。
Confidence in the work of Christ.
在耶稣所做的事有信心。
Right, number two, the blood of Jesus.
第二点, 耶稣的血。
Paid the full price.
已经付出了一切代价。
God paid the highest price for you.
神为我们付出了最高的代价。
You were actually redeemed by the highest bidder.
我们是被最高的赎买的人赎回了。
When the blood of Christ was shed,
当耶稣流了他的宝血,
that was the highest price heaven can afford.
那是天堂能够承担最高价的代价。
I said to you in English, that's the highest price heaven can afford.
那是天堂能够承担最高价的代价。
And there no devil cannot counter offer.
魔鬼不能够再来打败了。
Because he was filled with shame.
因为他已经是羞辱了。
Because the price paid for your salvation.
因为基督已经为我们的救恩付出了代价。
It's so much.
他是这么多。
Angels long to look into your salvation.
天使要来看你的救恩。
Hey, this is not just the demonic angels.
这不是属魔鬼的天使。
These are generally all angels long to look at salvation.
这是众天使，他们有兴趣来看你的救恩。
Minister to the heirs of salvation.
他要这些跟得救的这些后裔。
Say boldness.
就是说我们的坦然了，还有勇气。
Number two, the blood of Jesus.
第二就是耶稣的血。
Number three is a new and living way.
第三就是新的又新又活的路。
This way was opened after Jesus came.
这条路是在耶稣来过后打开的。
And died for us.
然后为我们死了。
A new,
新的,
and living way.
又活的路。
That's what we need to have.
这是我们需要的。
And understanding that this is a new and living way.
这是又新又活的路。
The word inaugurated means set a legalized pathway, a dedicated approved pathway.
就是给我们一条有合法的路。
Not just elect.
不是被选的。
Inaugurate, that means put you in place.
就是把你放在对的位置。
In the right order.
对的次序。
With all your, when the king sits, he has all his medals and badge, titles, everything on his body.
当国王在那里的时候，他的身上挂着他那些勋章。
say a new and living way.
说一个又新又活的路。
It's not dead religion.
不是死的宗教。
I say it's new.
这是新的。
It's living.
是活的。
That means if you go this way, you'll be happier.
如果你走这条路呢，你会更高兴。
Because this place is new.
更快乐，因为是新的。
This place is living.
这是又活的。
You don't want to go to the old pathway which brings death.
不要去那旧的路，因为它会带来死亡。
So how many of you are bold?
那我们多少人有信心？
How many of you understand the power of the blood?
有多少人明白耶稣的血？
A new and living way.
一个又新又活的路。
It's fresh.
是新的，清新的。
You know when we take the Holy Communion.
当我们享用圣餐的时候
Sometimes we don't think far enough,
有时候我们想得不够远
deep enough,
不够深
for your emotions to be affected.
直到我们的情感被影响
Because if you cannot be moved,
因为如
it's not that powerful.
如果我们不能够受感动的话就是不够力量
But if you can be moved,
可是如果我们能够被感动
you understand the depth of what Jesus did for us,
你就明白耶稣为我们做的有多深
you will thank God every day,
你就会每天的谢谢神
not just at salvation, but every day,
不只是为了你的救恩而是每一天都能够感恩
a new and living way,
一个新又活的路
Right down number four,
第四点
is a legalized,
是个合法的
dedicated line
一条路
especially for you
是为了你的
so that you can understand the power of his blood
以便你能够明白他的耶稣的宝血的力量
and who are we going to meet
那我们会见到谁
since we have a great high priest
那我们有一个大祭司
over the house of God
治理神的家
over somebody say over
治理
Heaven wants to invade the church.
天堂要来侵入教会。
And that's why keep an open heaven between you and heaven.
所以在我们和天堂之上，他要打开。
So the church can bind whatever is bound in heaven.
以便教会能够捆绑一切在天堂捆绑的。
Pray down whatever as it is in heaven down to the earth.
祷告一切属于天堂的能够来到地上。
So can the church start do that?
所以教会能够这么做吗？
I say, can the church start do that?
教会可以开始这么做吗？
Rather than just enjoy the facilities of the church,
而不是单单来享受教会的设备
sports hall,
体育馆
I mean, we enjoy fun fellowship, that's all great, that's wonderful.
我们享受我们的团契，这是很好的
But if you read Haggai,
可是我们如果读哈该
it tells you,
它告诉我们
set your mind to work,
把我们的心意坚定于
finish the task,
这些事工完成它的任务
hey, then we can rejoice,
那我们可以
We can climb the tree and jump down too.
我们可以很喜乐的来庆贺。
But don't let work wait.
可是不要让事工停顿。
Because when the work is done,
因为当事工完成的时候
when the will is done,
当旨意完成的时候
the work is finished.
那么工作就完成了。
So the work must finish.
所以工作必须完成。
Even God,
甚至神
did not rest,
他没有休息
until he finished his homework.
一直到他把他的工作做完。
Is that right?
对吗？
When did God rest?
神几时休息呢?
On the seventh day.
就是在第七天。
What did he make on the sixth day? He made man.
他第六天做什么? 他就是做人。
He made man on the sixth day.
他在第六天制造了人。
And that man
就在那人
was to represent God.
那人是要来代表神的。
So can you understand this?
所以你明白这一点吗?
That the church must function fully.
教会要完全的有他的操作。
When you finish your work,
当你完成工作
Zion will manifest.
西安就会来彰显。
Because the church cannot go any other way.
因为教会不能走其他的路。
He said, "You remember me."
他说你要纪念我。
Let me read the scripture.
我们来看经节。
And then we're going to pray.
然后我们就要祷告了。
I had enough.
Go.
One Corinthians 11, is it?
哥林多前书第十一章。
For those of you who haven't registered for a call meeting, call leaders meeting, please do.
还没有报名去那个主要的领袖的会议的，请。
Can you do something for me? Put your hands up. Who wants to help?
谁要来帮忙
？I said, Can you do something for me?
你可以帮我吗？谁可以帮我的
？When mom sends you the text.
当妈给你那个信息
If you don't have to consult heaven and earth, just put your name down straight away.
你可以直接的把你的名放下去。
Don't let the office run after you.
不要让办公室的人来追你。
Because we are also busy.
因为我们也是很忙。
All right, make sure that when this thing goes out,
要确保大家都明白。
1 Corinthians 11, is it?
哥林多前书第十一章。
Verse 26.
第二十六节。
For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup,
你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，
you proclaim the Lord's death,
是表明主的死，
until he comes,
直到他来，只等到他来。
Can you understand this?
明白吗？
For the past,
过去，
Jesus died,
耶稣死了。
In the present,
现在，
you proclaim his coming,
你宣告他要再来。
And the future,
将来，
he comes,
他来了。
Can you say amen to that?
可以说 amen 吗？
So when you take the Holy Communion,
所以当我们吃这饼的时候，
we thank God for the past finished work of Calvary.
我们对于过去在十字架上的工作感恩。
Now we proclaim.
现在我们宣告。
What are we proclaiming?
我们宣告的是什么呢？
The Lord's death is working in my life.
主耶稣的死亡在我的生命中动工。
How the supernatural dimension is working in my life.
超自然的大能在我生命中动工。
How long we do that?
要多久呢？
Until he comes.
一直到他来到。
Is he coming?
他要来吗？
I say, is the Lord coming back?
主耶稣会再回来吗？
Surely he's coming back.
一定会再回来。
So please remember, this is a very powerful passage.
所以这个是很有能力的章节。
I have so many things to say.
我有这么多东西 要说。
Just not enough.
就是不够。
Mind on the matter, wait, hold on.Everybody stand.
大家请站起来。
And look at chapter 5.
我们看第五章。
I will be praying for you this week.
这个星期我会为你祷告。
That God will supernaturally baptize you with the Spirit of God again.
神会在超自然的属灵那里来使你重新得。
There will be a fresh new start.
新的开始。
There will go from Acts chapter 2 to Acts chapter 4.
你会从《使徒行传》第二章到第四章。
Why?
为什么？
Because Jesus will bring the church into the last reformation.
因为耶稣会把教会带到最后的改造。
The Holy Spirit is entitled to move in this whole area called Zion.
圣灵有能够在这个地方来运行，名字叫西安。
And the final outpouring,
还有最后的浇灌。
The ultimate kingdom,
终极的国度。
Will be the Father's kingdom,
就是父神的国度。
That will be given to the Son,
会给着儿子。
And when he is finished ruling and reigning for 1,000 years,
当他完成一千年的作王。
Then the Bible says, he returned the kingdom back to the Father.
耶稣，这个圣经告诉我们说，他就把这国度归还给天父。
So、the last reformation,
最后的改造。
The final outpouring,
最后终极的
the ultimate kingdom,
最后的浇灌和终极的国度。
But these are all portals,
这些都是管道通道。
The blood,
他的宝血。
The body,
耶稣的肢体。
Of the Lord Jesus Christ,
主耶稣基督的肢体。
Allows you to escape,
让你能够逃跑。
One dimension of defeat,
这个失败的层面。
Dimension of the spirit,
去到主灵的层面。
You find yourself rising up so strong, far above principalities and powers.
你可以发现到你能够很有能力的兴起，超越你所能思想。
Because when the Holy Spirit say come,
因为当圣灵说来，
immediately I was in the spirit.
马上我就在灵里了。
That's connection.
这就是联系。
That's where the portal lies.
这就是在那里的管道。
I believe.
我相信。
The spirit of revelation must come to us.
启示的灵必须来到我们这里。
We must know things by the Spirit.
我们一定要借着圣灵来明白。
And things by the Spirit don't operate on the natural pathway.
那么圣灵的事情不是在自然界里来操作。
Things by the Spirit, you just got to do what God asks you to do. Just do it, and you find that another level breaks out.
灵里的事就是当神对你说做这件事，你去做的话，突破就来了。
He said, "Pray for this person."
他说对这个人为他祷告。
You lay your hands and you do your best.
你按手，然后你做你最好的。
Suddenly, something is hit.
突然间就有事情了，发生了。
The supernatural dimension flows.
超自然的事情就流露了。
God is very good to us.
神对我们非常美善。
It makes life easy.
他使得我们生命很容易。
Makes life simple.
使得我们生命更简单。
But the problem with us is that we complicate the matter.
可是我们的问题是我们使事情复杂化了。
See, by the blood of the Lamb.
借着羔羊的宝血。
By the body of the Son of God.
借着神的儿子的身体。
The body is so powerful.
神的这肢体是多么的有能力。
God could not come down without a body.
神如果没有肢体，他不能够来到。
He sent his son.
他差遣他的儿子。
I prepared a body for you.
我为你准备一个肢体。
God is his spirit.
神就是他的灵。
But Jesus prepared the body.
但是耶稣准备他的肢体。
And that's why when you talk about the Holy Communion, please remember there's another level to it.
所以当我们讲到圣餐的时候，记得那是有另外一个层面。
It's not giving food for the people who are hungry.
不是给那些饥饿的人食物罢了。
It's life.
是生命。
We proclaim what Jesus has done for us.
我们宣告耶稣为我们做的事情。
And no devil can hold you back.
没有魔鬼能够捆绑着我们。
No sickness can hold you back.
没有疾病拦阻着我们。
Give me a bigger shout. No sickness can hold you back.
更大的回应说，没有疾病会拦阻着我们。
No deception can take place.
没有错误的思想能够拦阻我们。
So I want to pray that God will do an amazing work this week.
所以我祷告神能够在这个星期做更美妙的事。
You know, Hebrews tell us by now you ought to be teachers.
希伯来书告诉我们说，现在你们应该成为教师了。
And something goes wrong.
然后有事情发生。
But you look at the scriptures.
可是你看这经节。
Wisdom is for the mature.
智慧是给成熟的人。
Pastor was talking about 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
刚才牧师说到哥林多前书第二章。
I don't preach wisdom from men.
我不是对人们。传讲智慧
but the wisdom of God.
而是不是人的智慧而是神的智慧
It is available for people who live by the Spirit.
是给那些借着圣灵而活的人这些事情
We don't say, I don't know what to do.
我不说我不懂怎么做
You'll say, I got so many things to do, which one?
我们会说有这么多事情要做要做哪一个先
I can see so many ways.
我可以看到很多个方法。
Which one suits my family?
哪一个对我的家庭最适合
？A person can buy a big fridge.
有个人可以买很大的冰箱。
But you cannot afford.
可是你买不起。
To have the fridge, not that you have no money to buy.
你要有那冰箱，不是说你没有钱买。
The kitchen is already so small.
那个你的厨房是这么小的。
You buy a big fridge, you have to sit on it.
你买一个巨大的冰箱，你就要坐在上面了。
Because you cannot fit it in.
你放不下。
Wisdom.
智慧。
Say revelation.
启示。
Understanding.
理解。
Wisdom.
智慧。
Solid food is for the mature. That means to say.
固体食物是给成熟的人。
Those of you who want to mature strongly, fast.
那些要很快有刚强的成熟点。
This is potent diet.
这个就是很重要的饮食。
It's so powerful.
很有能力。
To the mature, we speak wisdom.
对于成熟的人，我们跟他说智慧。
To those who are immature, it's milk.
那些没有不成熟的，我们就给他奶。
Not solid food.
不是固体食物。
So let me pray that you go to one level, next level.
所以我祷告，让你能够去到另外一个阶层。
Stretch your hand towards me.
对着我伸出你的手。
Father, I pray right now that there will be a supernatural impartation of the Holy Ghost.
天父，我祷告有圣灵的超自然的传递。
They will come into our lives.
来到我们的生命中。
We thank you that you give all things by raising up men.
感谢你，你给一切的事情是借着兴起人。
Who are stewards and custodians of all that you give from heaven.
那些保管的人是从天堂来的。
We look forward for this week.
我们要期盼着这要到的这一个星期。神的灵来到。
And your spirit will work in the hearts of men and women.
圣灵在人们的心中动工。
So like the days of heaven on earth.
以便在天上的事的天的日子来到地上。
Release aggressive faith.
给我们很强大的信心。
Real powerful dimension of the Holy Ghost.
强大的层面。
So that those who are sick will be healed.
生病的得医治。
Those who are going through trial, they will receive the answers.
面对考验的能够找到答案。
Because your name is higher than any other name.
因为你的名高过一切的名。
The blood that you shed.
你所流的宝血
the body that was broken,
这肢体的破碎
the spirit that you breathed upon us,
你给我们你的气息
and the Holy Spirit that you baptized us with,
你给我们的圣灵
we thank you right now,
我们感谢你
lift your hands and receive it right now,
举起你的手
we thank you right now for the touch of your Holy Ghost,
感谢圣灵的触摸
let wisdom and revelation flow mightily in Jesus' name,
让智慧和启示的灵来到
let the power of the Spirit flow like a river,
像河流一样的来到
in Jesus' name,
奉耶稣的名
Amen,
Amen.
Give him praise and thank him.
赞美他，感谢他。
Please be seated for a moment.
请坐一会。